To keep other students safe, the University of Connecticut recently punished students partying in the pandemic. But, as reporter Frankie Graziano tells us now, the punishment may miss the mark and actually expose non-students living near campus to the coronavirus.
It began with a video that went viral just after students returned to campus. What had normally seemed pretty college is a rough watch in a pandemic. A young woman drinks from a red Solo cup, and the camera pans to a bunch of other young people packed into a small room. Nobody's got a mask on. UConn says its student code of conduct prohibits behavior that endangers others. People involved in the dorm party lost their right to university housing and were kicked off campus. Punishing the students for bad behavior, but then returning them to live among us, is what Yale Assistant Professor of Epidemiology Greg Gonsalves calls rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Point is that if somebody was exposed potentially to SARS-CoV-2, they need to be isolated and tested, and after 14 days can go back to their dorm room or go back to their off-campus housing. Throwing somebody off campus is booting the problem to your local community, basically.
UConn has confirmed that it won't be isolating the students, and the Department of Public Health won't require them to. A DPH spokesperson tells Connecticut Public Radio the responsibility for that policy lies with the president of the Connecticut State Colleges and University Systems Board of Regents. That's Mark Ojakian. He's weighed in on the party, commending UConn for its punishment of the students.
Sends a message that this is serious. This is not just about your ability to have fun and party, but it's about your responsibility to keep folks safe.
Connecticut Public Radio reached back out to the CSCU system to find out if the board would ever have a school like UConn reverse course and take responsibility for properly isolating students against COVID-19 mitigation efforts. A spokesperson says that's up to UConn. Gonsalves, the Yale epidemiologist, thinks the situation illustrates a lack of a solid plan from leadership at the school. He says the governor should step in and mandate that UConn take on a full remote learning model.
We need to think clearly about whether we really have what it takes to keep our community safe, or we're sort of doing a bit of wishful, magical thinking because we're all desperate to get back to normal.
That statement uncovers a larger point exposed by the partying students. Gonsalves says that institutions should probably test students 2 or 3 times a week to avoid an outbreak. But even if everything breaks right, according to Gonsalves, you still might not be able to keep COVID-19 away from local colleges and universities. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Frankie Graziano.